Okay, we're going to pick up the kids at the birthday party.
Thanks, I'd do it, but,
But what?
I don't know, I didn't think you'd follow up on that.
By the way, guys, Christine and I were just talking about how both of our anniversaries are coming up, and you know how we all usually do something to celebrate together.
Yeah, we just wanted to say that this year, you guys don't have to do anything special.
Really? Don't worry about us. Whatever you guys want to do is fine.
There it is. We're screwed.
What do you mean? We're off the hook.
No, dummy. They've already started talking about it. Believe me, they're expecting something big.
Man, how dare they try to manipulate us? You know what? We should teach them a lesson. We should take them at their word and do absolutely nothing. So what are we going to do?
Well, the last 3 years, we've taken them to Ruth's Chris for steak, so they're going to be expecting something different this year.
God, I hate this. So much pressure on an anniversary. It's like we're expected to come up with some magical night.
Yeah, and how are we supposed to make it magical? I mean, for us, it's just another night out at dinner, hopefully followed by sex.
Exactly, and I get that from Christine 3 nights a week.
Sex?
No, dinner. The other 4 nights, I'm on my own. I wish Kim would come over once in a while and give me some.
Dinner?
Yes, dinner. Although, if she's offering...
1, 2, 3!
You got a wife to keep in love with you.
Yes, dear.
Say that God will broken for the zoo.
Yes, dear.
You can live your life the best you can.
Yes, dear.
Till your family screws up the plan.
Yes, dear.
My family is family is family.
Yes, dear.
Family is family is family.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
So Christine doesn't suspect anything either?
Not a clue. She thinks it's just going to be a regular anniversary.
Okay, kids are all set with the babysitter.
Wow, you two look beautiful.
Oh, well, it's a special occasion. How often do we get to go to Ruth's Chris?
Once a year.
Wrong, because we're not going to Ruth's Chris this year.
Ah, Jimmy, you're taking me out, all right? I spent a lot of money on this outfit, and while I'm returning it, I'd like to have a nice memory.
We're going out. Just this year, Greg and I thought we'd do something incredible.
That's why we're starting out by taking you to the Blue Fin. It's this hot new seafood restaurant.
I read about that place in L.A. Magazine. Pamela Anderson tried to free a lobster there.
Oh. All right, then after dinner, we're going to go see a band. And I will put it this way. We own every one of their CDs.
Oh, God. Jimmy, not the Wiggles.
We're taking you to see a hot little band called Rascal Flatts.
Oh, my God!
Shut up!
The limo should be here any minute.
A limo? You guys, we told you nothing special.
Yeah, I haven't been in a limo since our wedding. I remember when I stood up through the moonroof and I flashed everybody as we were pulling away from the church?
Yep, that was our last day as Methodists.
Well, a limo's perfect for me because I'm always the one stuck being the designated driver. Well,
that's because you're the responsible one.
Yeah, I'm gonna get hammered.
It's our 12th anniversary. Hey, and for you guys, it's the 11th. What is the traditional gift for the 11th anniversary?
I think it's vodka. Let's go, start pouring.
Right. Leonard, there doesn't seem to be any liquor back here.
I know, I prefer a liquor-free limo.
Excuse me, but you do know that limo stands for liquor in motion, right?
Yeah, so why don't you stop in the nearest liquor store, okay, buddy?
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Wow, a moonroof. Maybe after the concert, I'll stand up and flash everybody as we're driving away.
You are still the girl I married.
All right, we got it all. We got vodka, scotch, tequila, and for Greg,
wine coolers.
Yep,
I got a 4-pack of raspberry, 4-pack of peach.
Okay, Leonard, you can head to the restaurant now.
All right, sir.
All right, let's make some drinks.
Yeah, and toast the best anniversary ever.
Darn it, it's a twist off. Anybody got a rag?
Hi.
Jimmy Hughes, we had a reservation for 6 o'clock.
Sorry, sir. I mean, it would just be a few more minutes before your table's ready.
Hello? Billy F. Gibbons, party of four.
Of course, Mr. Gibbons. We have a lovely table for you.
Wow. I never saw an Orthodox Jew wore cowboy boots and a leather jacket. Look at those women. That guy must be like the Fonz at that synagogue.
Kim, you're kidding, right? That's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Well, either way, I think he's sitting a little too close to that candle.
Oh, damn, I should have asked for his autograph. I love ZZ Top.
Hey, let me see what I can do. Excuse me, Mr. Gibbons.
Yeah?
I hate to bother you, but it's my anniversary. My wife and I, we are really big fans. I mean, we've been fans since, you know, since your beard was like this long.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, could I bother you for an autograph?
Tell you what, since it's your anniversary, let me sign a copy of my new book called Rock and Roll Gearhead.
Awesome.
It's about life with the band, cars, guitars. And, as a special treat for your sweetie...
ZZ Top keychain, yeah! Oh, thank you so much. This is incredible. And, you know, these ladies are incredible. They look exactly like they did in all your videos.
Dude... They are the daughters.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. It's going to be really cool reading this. Mm. And, you know, just to be safe. Go on.
Thanks.
Hi. Steve Hartman and Vic the Brick Jacobs.
We have a 6:30 dinner reservation.
Of course, gentlemen. Your table's ready.
Hey, why'd they seat those guys before us?
Are you kidding? That's Steve Hartman and Vic the Brick. They're the Loose Cannons. They got the best sports radio show in L.A. Hey, Vic the Brick!
Feeling you! Feeling you!
No, feeling you!
Feeling you!
Hey, this is fun. Maybe on the way out you guys can do Taste Great, Less Filling.
Hey, Steve, you think the Lakers are going to win this weekend?
I think the Lakers can win it.
But by more than 4.5, I'm... trying to get even from football season.
Yeah, so am I.
This is great. So, next time anybody comes in with a recognizable name, we're going to get bumped again?
No way. If we don't eat now, we're going to be late for the concert.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Okay? All right, they're clearing that table. We're taking it. I don't care who walks in.
Well, hello, Jimmy. Hey, the whole family's here. Are you waiting for a table?
No, Mr. Savitsky. We just... probably gonna get some takeout.
Oh. Well, it's nice to see you all. Say, Jimmy, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
You wouldn't happen to have a Viagra on you? I was only expecting two of them.
Well, there's our car, but I don't see Leonard.
Well, he's just probably using the bathroom or something.
Man, I can't believe they kept us waiting in there so long. I totally lost my buzz.
And he totally found it.
I don't believe this. Look at you, you're completely smashed.
Is this why you don't keep any alcohol in the car?
No.
What are we supposed to do now?
Well, I'm gonna be sick.
I'll call the limo company and see if they can get another driver out here.
Oh my God, he got a little on me. I can't go to a concert with puke on me.
Come on, Jimmy, I've been to a lot of concerts with you.
Well, I can't walk in that way.
I don't believe this.
I know. This night is not going at all like I thought it would. I figured if Jimmy was going to get in anybody's pants in a limo tonight, they'd be mine.
You'd do that with us in the back seat?
No, that's disgusting. I thought after the concert, we'd park behind a Del Taco and take turns. Do you know anything about romance?
They said it's going to be at least an hour before they can get another driver over here.
No, we can't wait that long. We're running late as it is.
Okay, I'll drive.
What about Leonard?
He can just sleep it off in the passenger seat.
Well, Jimmy, are you okay to drive? You've been drinking.
Kim, I had a drink like 1 hour ago. I'm fine.
Well, good thing I have a breathalyzer.
I didn't know you had one of those things.
I got it from George Savitsky. It was in his goodie bag at his last intervention.
I've never seen the freeway this jammed.
No, we haven't moved in 15 minutes.
The concert is starting. Rascal Flatts is probably on stage right now in those tight jeans, shaking their asses.
This is crazy. Maybe you should get off the highway and take surface streets.
You know what? That's a good idea. I think I know a shortcut right up here.
Don't worry, Christine. I'll get you there in time to watch Rascal Flatts shaking their butts.
It doesn't bother you?
Hey, I don't care if you watching other guys get you all worked up. You can even think about them when we're in bed later.
Still the guy I married.
All right, I think if I cut through this alley right here, we should be smooth sailing to the Paramount Theater.
Jimmy, it's a dead end. Can't get through here.
No, it must have been the next left.
Well, look, just back out of here.
I can't back out into all that traffic. I'm going to have to get turned around.
It's pretty narrow.
No, it's okay. I think I can do it. Greg, I'm just going to need a little help.
Right.
Forward. Stop! You're good. Back. Stop. You're good. Forward. Stop! Back.
Out the wheel, we're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I'm back.
Okay, let's go.
Can we finally just go straight to the concert, please?
Absolutely. Right after we find a gas station.
Okay, don't waste time parking, right? Just pull up over there, all right? We'll run out.
Maybe we can catch the last few songs.
There's a God in heaven. They haven't played Mayberry yet.
No!
I can't believe we missed it!
This sucks.
Fifth row seats, and we blew it.
Maybe they had an off night. Maybe we didn't miss anything after all.
Unbelievable. Three encores.
Damn it!
How about when that chick took a top off and they brought her on stage?
Damn it!
I feel terrible. I really wanted tonight to be a great night.
Me too. I thought this was going to be the best anniversary ever.
It's not your fault.
Everything just seemed to go against us, you know? Dinner, traffic, Leonard, now this. This whole night was just a disaster.
Come on, let's go home and try to forget this night ever happened.
Hey, Rascal Flatts.
Hey, man. I'm ready. Let's go. Hey, are we in the wrong limo?
Nope. This is your limo, gentlemen. We are a full-service limo company. Christine is the bartender. Kim is the,
concierge.
Yeah.
And who are you?
Me? He's with corporate. Yeah, he's actually here to do an evaluation.
Right, and if anything's not up to your satisfaction, you let me know.
A full-service limo, only in L.A.
So, can I offer anyone a drink?
Yeah, I'll just take what you got over there.
There you go.
Peach wine cooler. I haven't had one of these since I stole it from my sister.
They're surprisingly refreshing.
So, where are we taking you guys tonight, gentlemen?
Well, we're flying out of Van Nuys Airport, but shouldn't you already know that?
Yes, he should. And when I get back to corporate, heads are gonna roll.
I have to tell you guys, I saw you last time you came to L.A. You were amazing.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we really had a great time that night.
Are you two an item?
Well, how do you think I keep my job? Have you ever heard of a concierge in a limo?
So I thought you guys were doing well. Don't you have roadies to take your guitars?
No, we don't let these two guitars out of our sight.
Actually, one of our idols, Merle Haggard, gave those to us. Excuse me, I need to pull over.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Mr. Supervisor, I'm going to need you to see you up front here.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I can see why corporate sent me out here. This unit is a mess.
What?
Switch with me.
What?
No, come on, come on. You guys are back there having such a great time, and I'm missing everything because I'm stuck watching the road.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you hit a traffic cone about a mile back, and believe me, I put it down in the report.
Hey, I can't believe I'm hanging out with Rascal Flatts, man. It's like a dream come true.
Well, man, you know, we're no different than you guys. You know, we're not on the road working. We, you know, like to hang out with our family and friends.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy boating. You're a history buff. And, Joe Don, you like golfing, and you got a dog named Coco. Yeah, I've been on the website a few times.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God.
Oh. What was that?
Nothing. A little bit of an upset stomach.
What is that?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
What are you doing driving my limo?
Where the hell are my pants?
All right, who are these people?
Is that Rascal Flatts?
What the hell's going on?
All right, here's the deal. We're not really from a limo company.
Are you kidnappers? I mean, somebody's probably looking for us by now.
Look, we're just two guys who wanted to take their wives on the greatest anniversary ever by taking them to your concert, but everything went wrong, and we got there late, and the show was over.
Yeah, and then you got in our limo by mistake. And so, you know, I just figured, you know, maybe a few minutes with you guys would kind of make up for the rest of the night going so badly. So check it out. I just shut the door, and I just started driving.
For what it's worth, it more than made up for everything else.
Yeah.
Well, we got to meet you guys without the embarrassment of Christine taking her shirt off.
Hey, we're not at the airport yet.
I hope you can forgive us.
Look, I know how hard anniversaries can be. If I take my wife to Ruth's Chris one more time, she's probably going to kill me.
I know you guys have a plane waiting for you, so if you want me to, I'll just drive straight to the airport.
Y'all didn't get to come to the concert, so why don't we just step outside of the limo and maybe we'll sing a little something for you.
Oh my God, we'd love that.
Can you do Broken Road?
And I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. Couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Never a long lost dream led me to are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. It did. But I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of the grander plan that is coming true. Never a long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into much I know is true. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
That was great!
Thank you so much!
This has been the best anniversary ever.
Yeah, it really was.
Step away from the vehicle with your hands in the air.
Don't shoot!
Sorry about the misunderstanding.
You know what? Leave him on. It's our anniversary.
You're still the girl I married.